Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think most of the governments and also the civil society have said what I wanted to say. There is a difference between food security and food sovereignty. Food security is mostly about mobility, the mobility of food from place to place. And food sovereignty is more about producing food at the biocultural landscape level. So in this case, I think food sovereignty will be the right kind of legal instrument in this context. And also, as I said yesterday, I participated in a conference at FAO last week, where over 700 participants were present, and of this, 72 of them were from government. And there was a kind of a chair summary, and I would read a very small portion of this chair summary, where the 72 governments have already agreed to. It says it's critical that legal and regulatory frameworks are implemented in a way that ensures transformative change towards sustainable agriculture and food systems based on agroecology. As you all know, food sovereignty is closely related to agroecology. And respects, protects, and fulfills farmers' rights and access to productive resources such as land, water, and seeds. It is especially critical to ensure the active participation of family farmers, in particular small-scale food producers, women, and youth, as historical subjects of agroecology in dialogue spaces of public policies. So this is an agreement where 72 governments were present. I also want to say that, you know, what I didn't hear from other participants is that food sovereignty talks about the cultural appropriateness of food. This is a very, very critical aspect of food, and it should be a very critical aspect of Peasants' Right Convention. And as I said yesterday, ensuring that food sovereignty is included in this document would ensure that the document addresses at least 13 of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. It goes also with the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.